Brenda sitting in front of you, boys and girls. And if you want to see what she looks like, you can visit our website, rte.ie/Mooney.
Stunning.
She looks radiant in her pink rollers. Mm. She's got rollers in her hair. Well, looks like your woman from Coronation Street. What was her name? Hilda Ogden.
Would you stop? I feel like I'm auditioning for Mrs. Brown's Boys or something like that.
Too, yeah.
Or I'm in a pantomime. But no, I thought it was very important in the you know, for public service broadcasting that we bring to your attention the latest craze in hair, which is sleeping rollers. Now, these are kind of soft, squishy, spongy rollers. They're made of Velcro. And you just roll them up and it allows you sleep well, so it says anyway. Because if you put ordinary rollers in your hair, they're going to be sticking into your head and they're not very comfortable or whatever. So while you sleep, they work their magic, and then you, in the morning, you take them out and you've got a very full head of bouncy hair that any CNN Republican reporter would be proud of. Mm. So I thought, I was on Moore Street on Tuesday and we were discussing Moore Street, and they were selling these pink bags, and I have them here, and they're fluorescent pink, and it said sleeping rollers. And this fella was selling them to me, and he said to me, I showed a bit of interest, and he said, I'll go on, you'll be dying to go to sleep tonight. And I thought, that's very funny, and I forgot to get them. And then I heard Ryan Tobriety was on in Mary Street yesterday. No, he doesn't have enough hair.
Ryan was on Mary Street?
Yeah, he was in Mary Street.
The road sweeper's out in advance of his arrival, yeah. I hope.
Well, he was doing his toy appeal there.
Oh, very good.
And I rang one of his researchers on the show, and I said, listen, will you buy me the sleeping rollers and bring them in? So I decided I would road test them for all the listeners, because it is that time of year when people have events on and it's very expensive to go to the hairdressers and get that kind of soft, fluffy look. You know, Kate Middleton wears her hair very big at the moment. It's all very popular. And I said, maybe this is the cheap way of doing it. Let's try it.
Right. How much?
Well, for that bag, it was €10 and there was 16 rollers in
and
it.
And how many rollers would you normally have to put in your
hair? You put in 8 to 10, I suppose.
But you normally wear your hair straight, don't you?
I would wear my hair. But at the top of my hair, it would be full.
Yeah.
That would be the ideal look. So you put maybe 5 or 6 rollers in around the crown of your head.
All right. So
to give it that big bouncy kind of look.
What happened?
What happened was I went home.
Yeah.
And I said, I'll try these out and see, can I actually have a comfortable full night's sleep in my rollers? Here I am trying them on at home. And by the way, there's some nice before and after photographs on our website. Goodbye, sleepless nights. Hello, great hair. It's getting late. I better put this on. Step one, for best results, use clean, dry hair. Well, let's hope we have that. Sorry, my daughter Ali's holding my mic. Hello.
Hi.
Morto. Yeah, Morto. Step two, section your hair as if you would with usual rollers. So we'll take a little piece from the top. So we have that sectioned. Step three, roll your hair in the direction of the desired effect. For big bouncy hair, roll clockwise. For flicked effect, roll anti-clockwise. Okay, so we're going clockwise because we're going for a piece at the crown of my head. I'm rolling, rolling, rolling. And I need a clip. Right, I'm just going to put the clip in nice and secure. Right, so that's it. I have the 12 rollers in my hair. Took slightly longer than I expected. Let's see how we sleep on them. Do they keep me awake? Are they uncomfortable? I'm just getting into bed now. Oh, lovely, the electric blanket is on. Fantastic. Hello, dear. How do I look?
Lovely. As usual, dear.
Who was that in the bed with you, Brenda?
It was the milkman. It was my
lovely
husband.
As usual, dear.
I suppose you get a kind of sleepless, or you get a very good sleep because he keeps his hands off you when he sees the rollers in your hair. I suppose
I thought you heard the music was suggestive enough to see that it had a very
suggestive biscuit is better.
Did you sleep
well?
Yes, I actually did. Now, when I lay down on the pillow, particularly the rollers just above my ear, like that was hard to get used to, and I said, I don't know if I can actually do this. I'm going to have to take the rollers out. Mm. Oh, the drama. But I stuck with it and I was asleep. And then I woke up about 3, the baby came in, blah, blah, blah. But straight back asleep. And it was slightly uncomfortable, but I actually got used to it. And I think I would not have been able to get a full night's sleep with your regular rollers that you buy in the hairdressers or the supermarkets. The difference is, inside these, you've got the spongy Velcro material so that when your head goes against the pillow, it squashes up and it's not as uncomfortable. So How do I look? That's the question. So, yes, I did get a good night's sleep.
Well, you asked. Well, when you came in today, I told you how you looked. You crossed between Hilda Ogden and June Rogers in character. But anyway, Gary Cavan is here. He's creative director with Peter Mark. Gary, you're very welcome.
Thank you
Everybody
very much.
Knows you. Hey, you've been around the business all your life. What do you think of these sleeping rollers?
Well, first off, my job is quite safe, I can tell you that.
That's because she did it herself.
That's the first thing. Yeah, and it's classic mistakes all over the place. Classic mistake.
Go easy, Gary, now, please.
The head is as flat as a pancake. Which right. You were going for height, which means you put them in the wrong way.
Yeah.
You're using clips, which you're not meant to, which gives you a line across your hair, which you'll see. The Velcro, which implies that you don't need to put a clip on, they stay in themselves.
Right.
Does it actually tell you to put the clip
in? It does, yeah. It does. It says, secure your rollers with clips, step
That's
4.
Underneath the roller, Brenda. Underneath, not on top, where you get a lovely big line, okay?
What else?
It looks pretty disastrous to me now.
That's dumb.
Can I start
easy.
Taking them out for you?
You might as well,
And now
yeah.
you'll feel the torture of Velcro rollers left all overnight. Is that hurting?
Yeah.
Great.
But these are becoming very popular, aren't they, Gary?
Listen, as long as I'm in the business, people do hairdressing at home and it's great and they have a bash, whether it's with your GHD, which, by the way, you could do this with your GHD in 10 minutes and get a really good night's sleep and your fellow wouldn't run out of the room on you. See how comfortable they are.
He did end up in the spare
room. It's okay
room,
putting them in and sleeping in them. It's getting them out is the problem.
But are all rollers uncomfortable when you're taking them out?
Yeah. They're just not meant to be slept on. Like in the early days when we did setting, when I was a young trainee, rollers had spikes and everything on them. It would be absolute torture to sleep in them. These are not bad from a comfort point of view.
Are they nearly all? You've got about
result,
7 out now.
Yeah, so far. Yeah.
The result is kind of Kathy Bates.
Please, it is a touch of that. Yeah.
Isn't it, Gary?
Or The Exorcist, you know.
Well, it's pretty horrific
please
anyway.
Please go online and see.
Sorry, I was looking for Sheryl Cole, guys.
Sinead, are you coming in to take a picture so we can make sure that people can see this disaster.
You see what I mean about the clip, Brenda, on top of it? It should have gone underneath.
Ow, that
see?
Hurts.
Yeah.
Ow.
Delighted. See?
Ow.
They're very comfortable, aren't they?
Yeah.
I'm not doing this deliberately.
No. Ow. Sinead, don't take a picture till I have the hair cut.
See, you have actually good hair.
Yeah.
Now, that is frightening. That is absolutely frightening,
that's
isn't it?
Dreadful. But I suppose when you take them out, are you supposed
to do
something?
I'm very happy with this.
Sorry, Sinead, why are you laughing? Into us.
Are you supposed to do something once you've taken them out?
Well, I would never encourage people to use a brush really unless you have to. A very good tip if you're setting your hair at home and you're going to brush out, you want the Sheryl
Cole. See, everybody's going to be doing this.
They won't, I can assure you. If they go online, they won't. use a little bit of shine spray on your fingers and use your fingers like a rake, like I'm doing there, and just shape the hair with your fingers. If I tried to brush that now, Brenda would be screaming. Because she's got the little frizzy ends that catch in the brush. So let me have a look at you now. Oh, my God.
Oh, no, you do look like Kathy Bates. I'm not joking.
Ah, lads, stop. Can I have a mirror, please?
I think Brendan not. O'Carroll, if I were you, there's a part there for you.
There's definitely a part there.
The illegitimate daughter. <of this
matter>. How's the old hair business, by the way, Gary?
The hair business is great.
You're
thank
still charging
God.
A fortune for cutting people's hair. Not you personally, but I mean the whole salon. As much as it'd get a girl's hair.
I don't think so.
2,000 euro.
I never get into the whole pricing area because I'm special. I'm talking rubbish. You know, people, I suppose in times of recession, there's always a little bit of cutback. For example, I'd have clients who come to me every 6 weeks to have their colour refreshed and the trim and the blow dry. They might now come every 8 weeks. So they're saving a little bit, but they don't stop. Thank God, they don't stop coming. They just come less frequent.
Can you tell me, because it's something I've never understood, why it costs so much for a woman to get her hair cut?
I suppose value more than anything else. If you break it down per day, what it costs to actually maintain the look that you particularly want. Like Brenda would be a typical example. She would have come in maybe every 6 weeks and have her hair trimmed. It's not going to be very expensive. If she's high maintenance, like she has coloured and highlights and trimmed, she has to maintain that. That's her decision. So that is expensive because you're paying for people's time. You're also paying for their talent if they're particularly good. So it's not...
I think the opposite side, men
are too cheap.
Why can I go to the barber for €7?
Pardon?
€7 in the barber.
Well, You're to get my hair fussy.
No, no, but, but what can you do with it? I mean, is there nobody out there offering a lady's hairstyle with a bit of a colour for like €20?
They are. They've come
where
down.
Are they?
Well, I'm obsessed with this. I love looking at the cheap prices for a wash and a blow dry because I always thought if I won the lotto, that would be my gift to myself. Mm. But I noticed the prices are coming down, especially in all the backstreet hairdressers, etc. You know,
well, for the past 2 years, Peter Mark had given 20% discount off hairdressers, which is huge in our business. But we did that because we recognised the fact that people were a little bit strapped for cash. So we've done that for almost 2 years now, I think. Mm. Now, I'm sure at Christmas time, that offer may be off, like everybody's finished their offers for Christmas. But that's a huge incentive to encourage people to come into us. And it costs money. I mean, 20% off is a lot, you know, in our business.
I should give it back in
but
the
again,
tip, you know
it depends on I can buy a shirt tomorrow for €5 where you want to. But I want the one I want is 120 in a shop in Grafton Street.
You and Charlie.
And I want the 120 shirt. I'm going to pay the 120 and feel fabulous. So it depends on what you want, really, I think.
I don't know. I think it's just too expensive and people just accept that that's what you pay for a woman's haircut when you don't have to. I'd love to know out there who's charging. What would you get for £100 for a haircut for a woman?
You do very well for £100. You definitely get a good colour.
Absolutely,
You get a colour, you get highlights, you
I
get
don't know,
a cut
I don't know
and
what
a blow
the average
dry.
Price is, really. You know, but that's
so a colour, a cut and a blow dry. What's the cheapest one in Ireland, please?
Yes, please. And I will go there.
Would you do
your
it for
salon?
Joe's Funny Fiverr? No, not Funny Fiverr. What do they call it? Fiverr Friday. Funny Fiverr. Anyway, thank you, Gary, for coming.
Well,
I don't want to knock sleeping rollers on the head, so to speak.
Well, can I just say I have one in my hand that Brenda slept on. It was cylindrical when you went to bed. It's not anymore.
But I mean, if people want to try them out for themselves, they can. Are you happy with the end result?
I haven't seen it in the mirror.
Well, let us know when you get a mirror and have a look.
Oh, I'd love everybody to see this. It's frightening.
No, stop.
It's frightening.
I need to brush it out properly and have a look. Now, I've had them in for quite a long time.
If you brush that now, you'll really frighten everybody. I wouldn't if I was you. I'd
really?
Leave it alone. Let it settle,
Should I brush or comb?
Fingers.
Right. Fingers. Wash it in fingers.